Do not touch your phone. Right after today's tech update, we're diving into a must-hear call from my weekend Kim Komando show that you can get as a podcast. It's called Kim Komando Today. We have more than enough data to know, beyond all doubt, social media harms our kids. Why are we surprised by the skyrocketing numbers of teens with eating disorders, gender confusion, anxiety, and violent behavior when social media has been prompting these topics to our teens for over a decade? But Florida's new law is trying to stop it. Can it work? I'm Kim Komando, brought to you by NetSuite. Own a business? Visit netsuite.com/Kim for a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. netsuite.com/Kim. The new Florida law requires social media companies to close and delete all accounts believed to be used by kids under the age of 14. But there are powerful and, yes, even evil forces aligned to stop this law. Arkansas, Ohio, and Utah tried it. TikTok and Meta's Instagram won injunctions in Arkansas and Ohio. There's a war going on for the hearts and souls of our kids. Sure, we cannot completely shield our kids from the world's evils, but we don't have to be blind to it either. This law needs your support. Join a 500,000 folks who get tech smart with my free newsletter at getkim.com. Yes, another brilliant call from my weekend show. You're going to love it. Here it is. Let's see, David in Bloomington, Illinois. Hi there, David. Glad to have you with us today.
Well, hello, Kim. It's nice to talk to you. Never thought I'd have a reason to call you, but here we are.
Okay, have at it.
Well, I recently had some insulation update to my house. I installed a TV antenna in my attic and noticed the insulation was poor, so I contracted a company to update my insulation, and one of the things they did was put a product called E-Shield completely underneath my roof, so it's basically wrapping my house with an aluminum blanket. Okay. Well, since they did that, that rendered my TV antenna useless. Well, and also, my cell phone won't work inside my house. I'm currently sitting in my garage, detached garage, talking to you because my cell phone doesn't work in my house.
All right.
So I have a two-part question, one actually a question, the other a concern. The question is there a way to restore cell phone use without having to rip that product back out and waste the money that I spent on that?
Well, yes, you can get your cell phone coverage back. You can. But it's not going to be cheap, David. You know, too bad they didn't tell you that this was going to happen when they installed it. Gosh, it seems like that should have been
a disclaimer. When I brought that concern up to him, after I talked to him after it was done, he said, "Didn't we talk about that?" And of course, the answer obviously is no, we didn't talk about that.
Well, that would be something I would bring to the attention of the Better Business Bureau or write a review on Yelp when people look them up. All right, so there's a product called WeBoost Home Complete Signal Booster. So here's how it works. You're going to put an antenna on your roof. You can either attach to the side of your house, or if you have, maybe a ventilation pipe, you can actually attach it to there. And so that's going to be your cell phone antenna. And then you're going to run that cord directly into your house where it's going to plug into a box, kind of almost like a router type of situation. And then it's going to spread that cell phone signal all throughout your house. And the WeBoost product that I'm talking about does homes up to 7,500 square feet. So it's pretty powerful. Now, the downside to this, what do you think the downside is, David?
Well, I would guess it's out there on the airwaves where people can get it.
Well, not that. The downside is the price, okay? I don't know how much you spent for the installation, but the solution is, I hope you're sitting down, it's $999. Okay.
Well, that's about a third of what it costs to get the problem installed.
Well, I like the way you put that, to get the problem installed. You know, I would definitely write a letter to whoever put this insulation in your house and see if maybe they're willing to even split the cost with you. You know, maybe you offer them, say, listen, you know, it wasn't the best deal. You should have told me this. You need somebody to sign that they actually understood what they were doing, what you were doing. And it's $1,000. Give me $500 and then I'll be a happy customer. That's what I would do, David. Oh, big hugs for listening. Now, if you have a tech pickle that you want me to sort out, head over to commando.com and hit that email Kim button. I sift through every single email you send my way. Now, if you want the lowdown on the digital world every single day in your inbox, head over to getkim.com and just sign up for my free daily newsletter. You're going to love it.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.